Victoria Diaz Bustos de Molina was born in Seville, Spain on November 11, 1903. She was the only child of a modest family, but she was gifted in studies and the arts and had even studied to become a teacher, but her one desire was to be a missionary. Victoria discovered the Theresian Institute, a centuries-old institute founded by Saint Pedro Poveda, and it was here, at the age of 23, that she became a Theresian. After having completed her teacher studies between 1919 and 1923, she had her first teaching experience in Xeye, but in this town, the school, residence, and the church was in disrepair. Despite the poor conditions, she won over the entire population with her cheerfulness and friendliness. In 1928, Victoria was transferred to Hornachuelos to be closer with her father, collaborating with her new parish. Victoria organized Catholic action groups and night courses for working women. She extended the school buildings, organized support and help to needy families, and set in place religious instruction for the children. And when government regulations decreed that public school teachers could not be involved in religious instruction in their own church, she trained her own mother and woman of the town so that the catechesis could continue. Small and with poor health, Victoria soon earned the respect and support of all. But on July 20th, 1936, with the civil war already underway, the parish priest was arrested, along with 15 other parishioners. The Catholic community lived through this period with great anguish, but Victoria sought to calm and encourage everyone. She could have hidden, fled, but her place was there among those who adopted her. On August 11th, she was arrested, and the following day, the militiamen forced all of them to travel 12 kilometers at night to an old mine. The next morning at dawn, Victoria and 17 men were taken out of their detention place and were forced to walk 8 miles through a mountain trail to a deserted area where there was an abandoned mine. "Courage, do not cry. We are headed to martyrdom," she would tell her companions. At the end of this march, they were tried and all sentenced to death. Victoria knew that believing well and remaining silent is not possible, and she believed to the point of giving her life, giving it up that early morning of August the 12th. As the bullets pierced her stomach, from Victoria's fist falls a small image of the Blessed Mother. Her final words, "Long live Christ the King." Blessed Victoria Diaz Bustos de Molina, pray for us.